The strategies inside this book are evergreen and will never change as long as there are humans on this planet to sell to. Each book in The Secrets Trilogy was written as a standalone playbook, but mastering the skills from all three books is essential for your long-term growth of your company. Because of that, each book refers to and ties in important concepts from the others. If you're interested in the most up-to-date information, I invite you to go to MarketingSecrets.com to listen in on my podcast, Marketing Secrets. It's published twice a week and covers everything we're learning and discovering in real time. I share new secrets every week for free that build upon the evergreen topics and frameworks that you're mastering in these books. I hope that you can use this trilogy of books to change the lives of the customers you've been called to serve. Everything written in these three books is evergreen and focuses on concepts that have worked yesterday, are working today, and will continue to work tomorrow and forever. Introduction. There's a storm coming. April 27, 2018 was the day that my kids and I looked forward to for a long time. It was the opening night of the movie Avengers: Infinity War. I've been a superhero fan ever since the first Iron Man movie came out, but not long enough to know the entire history from the original comic books, so everything that was happening in the movies was a huge surprise to me. This was the 19th movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and all of the prior movies had culminated into this epic standoff between Thanos and the Avengers. In the movie, you see Thanos as the ultimate bad guy, but he actually thinks he's doing good. He's concerned that the universe is overpopulated, and he believes that it's his mission to save it. His goal is to gather all the Infinity Stones, put them into his gauntlet like a big glove, and then when he snaps his fingers, restore balance to the universe by killing half of the population. The movie ended, spoiler alert, with a huge cliffhanger after Thanos collected all the Infinity Stones and snapped his fingers. In an instant, half of the people in the universe disappeared. The next day after watching the movie, I was talking to my friend and fellow online marketer, Peng Jun, about the movie, and he said something that sparked an idea. That idea later became an event and since has resulted in me writing this book. Talking about the founder of Facebook, Peng Jun said, "Do you ever feel that Mark Zuckerberg is like Thanos and his whole goal is to wipe out half of the entrepreneurs who are advertising on Facebook? He could literally snap his fingers and half the online entrepreneurs would lose their businesses overnight." That statement quickly got my mind racing back to 2003, the year I bought my very first Google ad. I had just purchased a book from Chris Carpenter called Google Cash. It showed me how easy it was to set up Google ads and drive them to any website you wanted. It was simple arbitrage. I would spend 25 cents to get someone to click on my ad, and they would go to my website, and I would hopefully make $2 to $3 in sales for each click I received. At first, it seemed too good to be true, but I decided to set up my first ad in Google selling a DVD on how to make potato guns. When someone would search for potato guns or spud guns in Google, my ad would show up. If they click on my ad, charging me 25 cents, they would end up on my website, howtomakeapotatogun.com. A percentage of the people who landed on this page would then buy the DVD, and I became an instant dot-com thousandaire. I wasn't quite a millionaire yet, but if everything kept working the way it was in those early days, I would have been in just a few short months. But then it happened. People called it the Google slap, but for me it looked like it was the end of my online career. My cost went from 25 cents a click to $3 per click or more. Instantly, half of the online entrepreneurs who were buying ads on Google, including myself, lost their businesses overnight. Most of the people I knew at the time who were making a killing on Google never recovered from the first Google slap. Most of us were confused about why Google would charge 10 times the price of our ads overnight. Soon though, after the dust settled, it started to make sense. Google only wanted the big brands, the companies who could spend millions of dollars a month in ads, not the small guys like me who were just spending a few thousand dollars a month. The small entrepreneurs like myself only made up a tiny percentage of their overall revenue, and we were likely the ones who caused 90% or more of their headaches. They didn't care about us. They only cared about the really big advertisers. And what started as the best way for the little guy to have success quickly disappeared when Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the founders of Google, decided to give us small entrepreneurs the slap. In Dotcom Secrets, I shared the way that I saved myself and my tiny little company from this Google slap was by learning how to use funnels. I changed my little potato gun website into a funnel where I could make more money from each visitor who